Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Goldplay Exploration, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GPLY and on the OTCQB under the symbol GLYXF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Marcio, let's talk about the news that came out last week, and that is the resource that was released on the company's San Marcel project located in the Rosario Mining District in Sinaloa, Mexico. The headline numbers indicated resource of 36 million ounces silver equivalent at around 147 grams per ton, that's silver equivalent, and an inferred of 11 million ounces silver equivalent at 80 grams per ton. Can you give us a little bit more color as to how this resource either met or exceeded your expectations, please?
Yes, thank you very much for having me here. The resource really exceeded our expectations because we were quoting when marketing that we were going to increase the indicated and inferred from 30 million ounces of silver equivalent to a minimum of 45. And the total indicated and inferred is 47 million ounces of silver equivalent. And also, we were able to really define a high-grade area close to the surface. That's a breccia. That's more detailed in the news release, which represents almost half of this, with grades close to 239 grams per ton of silver equivalent average, 200 grams per ton of silver, a very attractive open pit target.
Now, regarding that open pit target, in table 2 at the bottom of the news release, you outline both the indicated and inferred and break down this breccia and the stockwork zones within the open pit and the underground. You just mentioned there that breccia is important for that open pit. Why is that so important? Is it simply just because it is higher grade?
Other than, of course, higher grade, is because it's very wide. It continues along the 500 meters where we have all the drill data. So we have 500 meters long ore body, which on average on surface is the thickness is ranging from 10, 20, up to 30, or even 40 meters in some sections, which makes really a wide mineralization high grade. Very easy and amenable for a high grade startup pit. The continuity is another great factor. And also on top of that, the mineralogy that seems very amenable for standard flotation or even leaching to recover the silver. That's the most important metal in the resource.
So when it comes to also this underground component, from the way I understand it, obviously that open pit, starter pit, would be the way to first start to get some cash flow in if you were going to start to mine this and then go underground. Where do you see some of the exploration coming? Will it be focusing on growing the open pit or the underground component?
Considering that the mineralization is open on both ends of the pit, northwest and southeast, because the 500 meters is just in the center of the 3.5 kilometers that we believe have evidence of mineralization, I believe that the best alternative for the company and where we see the highest return and reward for all the investors is try to define mineralization shallow, close to the surface first. And right now we have 5 targets next to the pit that we are working with surface exploration, trenching, channel samples to define drill sites.
So defining drill sites, when do you think you might be able to get some drills on the ground? Even though considering now trenching has been a decent way of exploring and has gotten some attention in the market, what does the time frame look like on these results and then again some drilling?
Yeah, the way we foresee the process is probably this month and next month, we will advance with the trenching. So there will be a lot of news about the trench data to show the potential drill targets. And at the beginning of mid of second quarter, we will be started drilling because we have the drill permits already. It's just a matter to really have a better definition of where to drill along the 3.5 kilometers.
Now, when we potentially start to see some of these trenching results, would you be expecting to see similar grades, or what would make you more confident when you do further isolate which drill targets to go after first?
With the knowledge that we have today of the mineralogy, geology, and the type of mineralization there, and the controls, what controls the breccia, today we are expecting to see similar results at least in 2 or 3 targets that are very close to the resource area based on the mapping completed so far by the 5 geologists that we have working for us in Mexico.
And how many targets do you have currently that you are going to be further focusing on?
We have five targets that were defined by the soil geochemistry and rock geochemistry program that we completed last December. We actually put a press release probably 1 month ago showing the map and can have a good view about how the resource area, the 500 meters, sits on the 3.5 kilometers, showing that we are not constrained about water of the concession. A lot of space to grow here.
Okay, so when you take into indicated and inferred 47 million ounces of silver equivalent, that's a good start, but the focus is going to be with this exploration program to further grow this resource, right? That's more the focus and strategy.
Yes, although the resource that we have just released seems highly economical and really attractive for a conceptual open pit development, we believe that the district and the concession has a lot of potential, which makes no-brainer for us to go and try to multiply the size of the resource you have so far along the 3.5 kilometers. That's one of the key strategies of the company. But having said that, it's important to say again that the breccia itself, where it sits in the resource, is highly profitable because there's a low strip ratio based on the geometry, and the grades are really high, close to 200 grams per ton on the breccia, which means really low cost to operate, which is very attractive in this current silver market.
Yeah, always important to have something that is economic at current prices, but still, this is just a resource that you have outlined. I did get a couple questions of people wanting a comment on comparing these grades, you've mentioned the grades a couple times, to other open pit silver mines. Do you have any info on that for us?
Yes, we've been doing some internal benchmark analysis comparing San Marcial with other open pit mines in operation, particularly in Latin America. We came across some examples. One of them is the Chinchillas project that's operated by SSR Mining. They have an average grade of silver not far away from what we have on the global indicated resource. And it seems to be a very highly profitable mine. And when you consider our breccia that's higher grade, for a startup pit, we see that can really be the driver to be a very attractive project.
So when you are going to be drilling this project, will it be more shallower holes, still trying to focus on that open pit?
I believe that when you look about what would be the best way to deploy capital to do exploration here, instead of dual deep drilling that can take a lot of time and more expensive, we see that there's an opportunity here for more shallow drill holes along the 3.5 kilometers in all these five targets. It's a more cost-effective and more time-effective as well, more quick turnaround to get the drill hole completed and go to the next. And as we hit some of the shallows, of course, if they are very interesting, we might put some holes on the same section, drilling deeper here. When I'm talking shallow, it's something between 100 to 200 meters below the surface.
Okay, so still relatively shallower drilling, but that is because this is, at least right now, an open pit component that I think you do need to continue to focus on. Make sure you grow that, but first things first, I guess, further defining some of these targets with that surface work and then moving into drilling. Can we get just a final picture on the cash in the bank for the company to move through this process?
Yes, we have at the moment close to $1.3 million, which fully funded all the commitments for 2019 and for all the payments that we have. We have no debt, so it's very clean financials from the perspective of our company here.
All right, there is an update and some more color on this resource out of Goldplay Exploration. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Goldplay, and I look forward to following up with you, Marcio, as we get some more of that surface work and see when you do get some of those drills on the ground, hopefully again with that goal of growing this resource, especially from that open pit component. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Marcio or on Goldplay in general, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I am happy to answer any of those questions or pass them along to Marcio and get him to address those on the show. Marcio, thanks again for your time today.
Thank you very much.